AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. 1 week after the crash of a Russian metro plane, the cause of the crash remains a mystery.
The Egyptian head of the crash commission says investigators looking at the flight data recorder found that the plane broke up just after reaching 30,000 feet. And at about the same time,
a noise was heard in the last second of the CVR recording.
Ayman Abukadem, through an interpreter, won't speculate as to what caused the breakup.
All the scenarios are on the table.
224 people, most of them Russian tourists, were killed in last Saturday's disaster. I'm Tim McGuire.
32 cars derailed this morning on train tracks in Alma, Wisconsin, along the Mississippi River. There are some voluntary evacuations in the area. Highways are closed. A statement from BNSF Railway says that cars derailed include empty auto racks and tanker cars of denatured alcohol. There's no reports of smoke, fire, or injuries in Wisconsin. Two law enforcement officers in Louisiana are facing charges of second-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. A 6-year-old autistic boy was shot and killed earlier this week, and the boy's father was injured. Both of the officers were working secondary jobs in Marksville, Louisiana, as marshals. Colonel Mike Edmondson is with the Louisiana State Police.
We took some of the body cameras footage. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you this. It is the most disturbing thing I've seen. And I will leave it at that.
Edmondson says the boy was buckled in the front seat of that vehicle, and that is how he died. Police say it appears the mother of a patient at a Phoenix area children's hospital took her son's life before taking her own life. The woman and her 5-year-old child were found dead inside the child's room early this morning. Activists say Islamic State militants released 37 Syrian Christians, mostly women, who are among more than 200 people who were abducted in February. This is AP Radio News. Honda is recalling more than 25,000 cars in the U.S. to fix a problem connected to the deployment of airbags. Honda says the problem was detected during internal testing. The recall involves 2015 and 2016 Honda Fit LX models. The president of China, Xi Jinping, and the president of Taiwan, Ma Ying-jeou, met for the first time today. The two shook hands. The AP's Mike Rubin reports for decades the handshake seemed impossible.
This has been something that President Ma of Taiwan has been working on the last couple of years. So people looked at it as a handshake that not only 66 years in the making, but really 2 years in the making, because Ma really wanted to meet with Xi, and he finally got that wish.
There were no concrete developments from that meeting in Singapore, but both men say it's a sign of a new stability in relations between China and Taiwan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.